time for Speed Joke. Sponsored by Team Hartford. Can't mention all the names, but Mike Gleason in Merrimack, Wisconsin, thanks for the sending in the jokes. And he wrote, thanks for the coffee mug that you sent me. Not sure how, but I must have missed it when you announced that I won. A very nice surprise in my mailbox today. Kurt Stadwald, a PhD professor of history at Concordia University in Chicago, sent a joke. P. Peterson, Terry Corbett, and Jill Kellerhals, and Jerry Cohn and Homewood, formerly of B's Best Corned Beef, Dan W. in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, Steph Carden in Rolling Meadows, Ken in Norwalk, Connecticut, sent us a joke. And Mike and Kathleen Fusting of Danville, Illinois, wrote, John, my wife and I have been listening since day one, and we take notes to share them with our daughter, who lives about 8 hours away. It makes our day and hers too. Oh, and one last note. Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin, wrote, I have no delusions of winning a Speed Jokes coffee mug, as Dave Ennett is an infallible superstar in the world of announcing and pronouncing. But he did send in this in the hopes that Dave would stumble and he would therefore win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.
Uh-oh, I've got double trouble.
What's the matter, Dave?
Poodle's in a puddle.
What happened?
The litterer went to piddle in the middle of the little yard.
Oh.
So now the muddled dribble in the middle of the room when they waddle in to nibble their little brittle kibbles.
I don't know what you just said, but I know
either.
You said it. Researchers now say the main cause for dry skin is towels. This is fun. When I get bored, I like to call in sick to places I don't work. Tomorrow I'm getting written up at Whole Foods. You know, I eat mostly Whole Foods. Whole pizzas, whole pies, whole burgers. Do regular dogs see a police dog and think, oh no, it's the cops? So what if I don't know what apocalypse means? It's not the end of the world. What do you call someone who pretends to be Swedish? That's an artificial sweetener.
Hey, John, how many members of a specified demographic group does it take to complete a particular task?
A finite quantity, Dave. One to complete the task, and the remainder to act in a manner stereotypical of persons from that demographic. I don't know. That seemed like a good idea when we wrote it up. If someone from Holland married someone from the Philippines, would their kids be jalapenos? Mm-hmm. And finally, what did Daddy Vulture say as he pushed his fledgling son from the nest? Dave's got the answer in front of him. Steve, Bob, you want to guess? What did the Daddy Vulture say as he pushed his fledgling son from the nest?
I'm not good at bird jokes.
Well, then, you're forgiven. The correct answer is...
Scary on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Thanks for sending your jokes in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Share them with your friends. We post them every day after the show at WGN Radio. We'll forgive a certain group in our audience if they're air guitaring right now. Men of a certain age find it difficult to not start to strum their thighs.
Or lighting up a bong.
Honey, where's my bong? John Williams is playing that song. Send in your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com.